Hello, everyone, and welcome to Phil Bile Videophile, the show that studies neat old video recordings on radio. I'm Phil Bile. Tonight, I have some rare recording for you of a very special interview from 1983, a recording which has not been seen or heard for over 30 years. But let me ask you a question first. Do you love sweet things? Caramels? What about orange chocolate? I'm very fond of licorice myself. Well, many nutritional scientists are now reporting the startling news that it's not you at all that really wants and needs those sweet and tasty treats. No, no. It's an enormous number of candida yeast microorganisms that live as a colony in your intestinal tract, in your gut biome. Yes, that's right. When sugar runs low in that enormous community of yeast microorganisms, a message gets sent to your brain that more or less says, "Host running low, send more sugar." And you do. You reach right over to the glove compartment and you pull out half a payday bar and boy, does it taste good. You ever wonder why the amount of sugar and sweet corn syrup consumed by everyone around you has jumped nearly 30% in the last 30 years? Well, today, we're going to listen to a video recording which adds a startling bit of context to the situation. It turns out that your gut biome yeast colony is actually the result of an invasion from outer space. It turns out that an invasion force of intelligent yeast landed on Earth in 1983 and set into motion a plan to move into American gut biomes and take over. This colony has been keeping a guiding hand on the amount of sugar society consumes ever since.
Hey, a little sugar down here!
It's pretty easy, really. When supply runs low, they send messages to your brain. Your brain lights up, it gets all happy, looking forward to some sweet, indulgent pleasure. And why not? It really tastes good. The colony, which is spread out worldwide over billions of human individuals, has been careful. They've kept the increase in per capita sugar consumption under 30% so as not to draw attention to themselves. Still, that's a very large increase in per capita sugar consumption in just a little over 30 years. It was big news for a short time way back in 1983 when it was claimed that a colony of intelligent yeast was actually capable of conversation and had been interviewed. But then that recorded interview mysteriously disappeared and the proof was gone. But it was quite a story. What a mix. Intelligent microscopic visitors from outer space. Nutman, the insane superhero. Thousands of toilets, miles of plumbing. And then, all trace of evidence that an invasion had taken place at all disappeared somehow. Until now. In the interview you're about to hear, host Bob Kartoffelkopf talks to a particularly intelligent early space yeast, a self-styled diplomatic representative of the invasion force of trillions of yeast microorganisms. And now, here is that 1983 recording from his groundbreaking television program, Morning Overload. Bob Kartoffelkopf. Enjoy.
Hi, we're back with another heaping helping of everybody's favorite AM viewing habit, Morning Overload. This morning, we're going to take a few more shots at that age-old question, has Earth been invaded from outer space? Well, let's just take a look at the facts. Yes, it has. And we are very pleased to have with us here today, in a microscope, magnified hundreds of times, here he is, the diplomatic spearhead of an enormous invading colony of billions of intelligent yeast microorganisms from outer space, Ambassador Candido. Welcome, Ambassador.
Thank you, Bob.
Are you from outer space?
Yes, that's correct, Bob.
And you're invading the planet Earth?
Yes, that's right.
Well, you're certainly being very upfront about it.
Thank you.
Tell me, Mr. Ambassador, is it true you kidnapped a human being?
Oh, you don't really mind, do you? Your planet is also run by bacteria and other microorganisms. We thought you knew.
It is?
Well, of course it is. Why else would you have all those millions of miles of toilet pipe under your cities? All those millions and millions of gleaming porcelain toilets?
You think the bacteria in the plumbing is in charge of the planet?
Well, of course they are. They're clearly in charge. And even though we don't share their nutritional preferences, we knew they had to be eliminated for us to really take over control of your planet on the microscopic level. So that's why we kidnapped Mr. Ampersand and brainwashed him to believe that it was his sacred and patriotic duty to pour antibacterial permanent knockout drops down every important toilet in America!
The bacteria in the plumbing?
Isn't it obvious? And those knockout drops are guaranteed to permanently stupefy even the most alert earthling bacteria, so we can simply move into your digestive tracts and take over.
So you're behind the mysterious phenomenon of the man they call Toilet Man. I see that now. But what about the additional very startling effect of turning human shit from drab brown to all the most amazing rainbow colors?
Yes, the rainbow effect. We didn't think you'd notice.
But we did notice, didn't we? So it was you who sprang him out of jail all those times.
All right, it was us. It was us. After he had been arrested 20 or 30 times and had been on The Tonight Show twice, we knew it was time for a new plan. So we sent him to the White House. Once there, he gained entry into the White House innermost bathroom disguised as a telephone repairman specializing in bathroom extension phones.
But something unexpected happened, didn't it, Mr. Ambassador?
Yes! Nutman!
Nutman! That legendary insane superhero of crime prevention. You see, administering knockout drops to the presidential toilet is, in fact, a federal offense! Nutman had arrived at the White House a half hour earlier, disguised as the Vice President. When Toilet Man got there, Nutman sprang out at him, hooting and squawking and making sure the lid was down.
Situation tensing up in presidential bathroom. Squawking continues in the second day.
So, then we tried Plan D. We kidnapped 743 more people, set up a company, and went into the toilet enhancement business. New Rainbow! High-tech toilet enhancer! Perhaps you know our little jingle. Rainbow, it's a miracle. A miracle in your bowl, bowl, bowl.
No, it's our newest sponsor.
And so Toilet Man emerged from the presidential bathroom, juggling rolls of toilet paper, singing our little jingle. And of course, as we planned, the whole thing was put down as an ordinary, extremely stupid publicity stunt. And as you well know, Rainbow became an overnight success of the most spectacular sort. And for many months, every toilet in the land sported little rainbows. Best of all, the knockout drops worked like a charm. No more competition.
Invasion's going well, then.
You bet. We've wiped out all the original bacterial residents and made ourselves at home in human digestive tracts throughout the land. We learned how to effectively control our hosts to keep the supply of sugar and corn syrup flowing. And up till now, except for the diabetes and obesity part, you humans have never known the difference.
Thank you, Ambassador. Remarkable. Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador. And folks, Rainbow Toilet Bowl Enhancement franchises are now available. Let's try to get along with the invaders and make plenty of money for everybody.
And that's where the interview ends. All for now from Phil Bile, Video File.
There's a geezer bar in Pismo Beach called The Liver Spot. That's not its real name. It's what you call an affectionate nickname. It's a place full of old hippies and old former hippies. People who have gone through a lot. Sitting around, self-medicating the edge off their outrage. They've been sitting there since November 8th, 2016. Average age there on a Saturday night is 70. The oldest person was 97. Here at the Liver Spot, something weird is starting to happen at the back table. Turns out,
It's the ghost of Abby Hoffman. He's haunting the place for months. And if you get drunk enough, he'll take over your body and he'll use you to shout through until you get yourself thrown out or until your friends can calm you down and hustle you out of there.
Abby's got Benny!
Abby's ghost has got hold of a 74-year-old man named Benny. If Benny doesn't quiet down, he's going to get his whole table thrown out of the place. And you know, older people find it exhausting being occupied by an energetic ghost who died when he was only 53. Folks quickly get worn out channeling just how angry Abby Hoffman actually is each time. Last time, it was a nice lady named Gardenia. She hurt her knee. But he can't help it. Everybody understands that. He's a ghost. What are you going to do? They have different ways of doing things, apparently. They're apparently very forgetful, for example. Abby never remembers. No recollection at all. Always convinced he's saying it all for the first time.
I remember the last time I ever spoke in public.
Shh.
It was a panel discussion at Vanderbilt University, April 1989, a week or so before I died. I'm embarrassed to think about it now. In the 1960s, I said, in the 1960s, yes. Apartheid, legal segregation, was driven out of America. Legal segregation, Jim Crow, ended. We didn't end racism, but we ended legal segregation. We ended the idea that you can send a million soldiers 10,000 miles away to fight in a war that people do not support. We ended the idea that women are second-class citizens. Now, I said, now, it doesn't matter who sits in the Oval Office. The big battles that were won in that period of civil war and strife, you cannot reverse. We were young, I said. We were reckless, arrogant, silly, headstrong, and we were right. I regret nothing. And that's the last thing I ever said in public. And now for the first time, I'm feeling kind of embarrassed because it seems like I'm full of shit. You know what that feels like? We did so much so quickly. We exposed the entrenched racism and sexism that made up reality, what was normal. How did we do this? We made fun of it, that's how. We were gentle, we were kind, we were funny. We said all earthlings were created equal. We were generous, hell, we embodied the golden rule. We were the real moral majority, and after a while, everybody else began to agree with us. We fought the establishment's entrenched injustice. Hell, we got in the trenches, and we changed things. But now we got this guy. Now we...
He's quiet.
They were bullshitting us then, and they're bullshitting us now. Back then, it was Vietnam and the draft. Now, it's healthcare, maybe Social Security. Hey, and if you're on Medicaid, you may have some really bad news on the way. And you know, the really odd thing about this whole thing is the same people who are getting screwed. First, they got drafted off to Vietnam 50 years ago. And now, 50 years later, these same people are having their health care shoved back out onto the slippery slope to bankruptcy. And let me tell you about bankruptcy. 42% of all bankruptcies are from medical expenses. And of those, 78% had what they thought was enough medical insurance.
This is not a good time.
42% of all bankruptcies are from medical expenses. And 78% of those poor bankrupt people had what they thought was enough medical insurance.
All right, that's it. All right, all you, come on, get up, get out of here. Come on, let's go. Come on.
As the whole table is hustled out the front door, on the little stage, a lone gray-haired guitarist is playing.
I got up after midnight looking for the bathroom. I've been there twice already, many more visits inside. Miserable night. Twisting, turning, restless lay syndrome. Twisting to the left, twisting to the right.